I've spanked them. Now, I won't say I didn't spank them, but what I mean, you know, I didn't just call myself a whipping on my hand, in other words. When they, I really had to discipline them at all, you know, that I really had to switch. Because not, you know, just bang, bang, bang. I've seen women do that, and I didn't think it was right. Because their little bones is not like ours would be.
A child that's born to a woman that's not married would be called
an unwed mother.
Yeah, but the child would be called a...
Well, legitimate, I guess, is what you'd call it.
Anything else you've heard?
Well, now, the slang, and when it's not right, I don't think I'd even want to put that on the tape. About the slang that they do use.
Now, I have.
Bastard. But now, that's not really. Because a bastard ain't even that. But people does use that for slangs. For bastard. They even do that now. But I don't think it's nice. I really don't.
Did you ever hear any other things? Woods colt or bush child?
I've heard that. Oh, grass colt. Things like that.
Was that is bad to say it's bastard?
Well, I don't know what to tell you about that because both of it was just slang. And I think if I wanted to say anything, if I was going to say anything about it, I'd just say legitimate child. Because I don't ever say nothing to people because there's some round and about that I know that has the children like that, that has a baby or two or something that's not married, you know, or has been married and got one after then and like that. But I just consider that same in the Lord.
And say your brother's son would be called your
nephew.
And a child that's lost both parents would be called a
orphan.
And the person who's supposed to look after the orphan would be called his
guardian.
Okay. And say if you have a lot of cousins and nephews and nieces in this town, you'd say this town is full of my
relatives.
Okay.
Or kin folks.
Okay. And you say, well, she has the same family name, and she looks a little bit like me, but actually, we're no
kin.
And somebody who comes into town and nobody's ever seen before, he's called a
stranger.
Okay, any other names? Say if he came from a different country.
Foreigner.
Okay. Would you ever use the word foreigner if he wasn't from a different country?
Yeah, they do sometimes, you know, like if the way they're talking or something, if they say, oh, he's nothing but a new foreigner, new ham. I've heard that expression.
Would I be a foreigner since I'm from Georgia?
But now they might would say it sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, you mean they'd slang it out?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just
joking? Yeah, just a jokey way.
Yeah.
And somebody from North, Yankee or something like that, you know.
Yeah. I guess it
ain't nothing but a Yankee.
Seems like there'd be pretty much resentment toward Yankees around
here. Well,
how Florida's changing.
Not too much now. Of course, I've got some in my, as you call relatives, that's married in some of the, as you'd call Yankees. I have a first cousin married one. But she's just as nice as she can be. And I don't think there's much resentment.
Yeah.
Not individually me now.
Yeah.
And I'm not hearing much talk about it, you know.
I was just wondering because of the way that people like that Deltona and building up cities and...
Yeah, they are doing all that.
Tourists and...
But I tell you, it's helping Florida out.
Mm-hmm.